Hello?
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 Janet?
No, this is Marie.
Oh, Marie, yeah, I'm holding. My name's Antonio.
Antonio, my name's Marie. I'm holding, too. Shannon won't be here, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Where are you at, Ben?
I'm out of Palm Bay, Florida.
Okay.
And you?
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
People are chiming in.
Shannon, hi, it's Kathy.
Hi.
All right, we ready to get going?
Yes, we are.
Very good. All right, everyone. So are we recording?
It
yes,
said that when I called in.
Great. All righty. So, hi, I'm Kathy Hadley, and I'm going to help Shannon today by giving her all the questions that were sent in. So we're going to be recording this, so we're going to mute out everyone and go through the questions and that were sent in, and then Shannon's going to answer them. All right, hello everyone. Okay, we're going to start that again. Hello, everyone. I'm Kathy Hadley, and we are going to, I've got all these questions that people sent in about publicity and how to do press releases and all kinds of questions that our expert publicist person, Shannon Gronich, is going to answer for us now. Hi, Shannon.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Well, okay, before we get started, just jumping right into all these questions that we've got. Give us a little background about you and why people should even go for free publicity.
Well, I have been doing events for a number of years, including huge conferences at, you know, convention centers, and really started understanding the power of publicity. I mean, I had one event where we had 500 people attend one year, and through one press release getting in multiple places, we're able to get the attendance close to 2,000 attendees. So I really got to see the power of publicity. And recently, in the last 4 years, 3 years, updated, went through the program again and working on my bio and developing my media kit, and was just amazed at how it helped me attract clients that were able to pay me more. Also was able to get some publicity, people seeking me out to come and speak on the stage and seeking me out to be on the radio and stuff. So it's been an amazing journey, just knowing that, doing a little bit of this stuff and you can definitely attract publicity and even grow your income and grow your client base by using it.
Right, great. I know that you've attracted millions, literally millions of dollars worth of publicity for not only yourself, but also for some of your clients. So we're going to be getting you to answer some of the questions that are going to help everybody do this, because it's basically a system, right? It's not hit and miss. You've developed a system that works for everyone, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. So we might as well get started right on, we're going to go through, just so everyone knows, we're going to get through as many of these questions as we can. We're not going to rush through them. If we have any questions left over, we'll just save them for another call, all right? So, because we definitely want to give you a full answer from Shannon about every question. But I kind of put these questions in order for you of kind of, if you were doing this, which ones are like more preliminary type questions. I mean, the questions came in randomly, but so one of the great questions was, okay, what do you recommend that they do first? Like, okay, so there's all these things you can do in publicity, but what do you recommend someone do first?
Well, I think the first key point is really developing that expert power bio. really getting, you know, the Power Bio, and I always invite people to work on their Power Bio first. It's so easy to write about your company, but that expert Power Bio is something that I have found makes a huge impact for getting people to pay attention, take notice, and listen. So that's where I suggest people start is there.
Okay, well, that goes right into the very next question, which is, you know, how do I write my bio? You know, what do you start? I know from my own experience that was a challenge, you know, when you have to write about yourself, right? So how do you have people do that?
Yeah, that tends to be one of the biggest challenges is people, we're taught don't brag, don't boast, and yet we're in this world of so much media that how do you stand out? So to write the bio, it's really looking at, you know, how do you stand out? How do you use this to stand out above the crowd? What is the language you're using? You know, I go through in my program 100 power words that, you know, are the things that you can include to add power to your bio and getting people to pay attention. There are steps to create it. And if you haven't gotten it already, I'm actually giving everybody the Expert Power Bio Guide for free, which is a 12-step program that I used to only give to my clients, but it's at shannonburnett.com/powerbio, shannonburnett.com/powerbio. And that's the 12 steps that I take people through in creating their bio.
Wow, that's a great gift for everyone. Very good. But okay, so let's say someone has those steps, right? But, you know, you touched on a couple things. It's like we were taught not to brag. You know, I'm sure your steps probably take people through this, but it's like, okay, if I'm supposed to, at one side of the coin, I'm supposed to tell people why I'm an expert, right? But on the other side of the coin, you know, we've all been trained not to brag or talk about ourselves. And you know, what advice do you give someone to get past that?
So there's a few different things. And there's the other thing that I see a lot, Kathy, that is also being new to an industry or being new in business. You know, they may be behind the scenes or working in a job doing what they want to do as their own business. So there's people are just getting started. So for me, when I tell people, if you have a hard time doing it, there's a few different ways. One is take the process. You know, I do offer, I think it's like $10. I kind of walk you through everything on the Power Bio. I even have samples and, you know, people going through it. So that's one way. But I tell people, you know, maybe have somebody interview you. Maybe bring somebody that's known you for a long period of time to help draw out some of that information. Or if you don't have somebody to help you with that, pretend like you've been hired. You've been hired to do the job of creating the bio. You know, kind of take yourself out of it and look at it as maybe a research paper or a college paper, and you have to turn this in. So really trying to step away from that.
I think that's a great idea. I think that is really a great idea because I've found in my own life that, have you ever noticed how it's so much easier to do something for someone else than it is to do it for yourself?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Sometimes I'm like, I need to do what I say.
I know. I go through the same thing. So that is really key information because if you can get someone outside of you, where in your case you said you kind of brushed by there, but you said something about, you actually will take someone through this step by step for $10. I mean, is that something that they
Yeah, that's actually a part of the, you know, when you get the free Step Power Bio, you have the opportunity, and it's an audio where literally I walk you through all 12 steps, and this is something I did for my exclusive, you know, members group, and so there you'll hear me even coach some of the other individuals that are on the call, which is really powerful because everybody, I mean, the bio, out of all the free publicity, this has been one of the most difficult things I've seen in people to, you know, to put together.
Okay. Well, you were just about to start to say something else when I interrupted you about the power bio.
Oh, I was just going to add, and when somebody's new, you know, that's always so fun. I truly believe that everything that we have done, leads us to this moment right now, right here. And I found with hundreds of people that even, you know, so many people want to disconnect their past from their present. And, for example, I had a woman she had her daughter get really super ill with some of the toxic chemicals at her house. And so she realized that, like, pledge and all this stuff is, even if her daughter didn't get into it, was toxic just being, you know, on her furniture. So to help that, she ended up studying all these different products, natural products. So she developed a business with 450 products that were really powerful. And she was just getting started and felt a little bit, you know, she didn't, because I kept saying, well, what did you do in your past? And we went through her past history. She had 25 years in sales, but she despised sales. She didn't want anybody to know that she was in sales. She had this belief that, you know, used car salesman, and just all these stories around it. And we were able to take her bio and turn it around to where her 25 years experience helped her cut through the hype of marketing and get to the core of what was really there with all of her products. So I found that everything in our past leads us to the present moment, and there is a way to tell a story with that. I even had an arm wrestler, a woman arm wrestler, so we were able to find some stuff and bring it in. And the other thing, Kathy, is a lot of people they start a brand new business. Now, we tied in the past, but I also work with people in their 20s or, you know, people are just getting out of college or maybe they're starting a new industry. And it's so beautiful to, you know, through the process, show them how either they can leverage other things or other people they've worked with. There's always a way to put power into your bio, no matter where you're at, whether you're just getting started or in transition. It's, you know, there's a way to do it.
Well, you know, with all my listening to everything you're saying is tweaking all these thoughts in my mind. We won't go off on too big of a tangent, but, you know, I'm in marketing, and publicity is, you know, kissing and cousins to marketing. The difference is you're teaching people how to get free publicity instead of paying for marketing, which is brilliant. I mean, it's just literally brilliant. But one of the things I always tell people is just that you'd be surprised what little tweaks of something can make all the difference. And so when you were talking about how you can bring those other things into someone's bio and make such a difference, my business marketing mind was going, and of course, get you, no wonder you said about it, getting you more clients and higher paying clients and more exposure all the way around, because I've done simple things like changing the headline of someone's blog post, or we changed the byline on their website, and it made a huge difference. You wouldn't think that it would make such a huge difference. And I've seen, you know, my bio, my own personal bio, is a work in process, as I'm sure yours is. Because as you gain experience and do more things, you update your bio, right? And so that it really is important to include everything. And another thing I thought of is, like, for example, on this bio writing thing, and this is probably in your 12 steps, but what if someone says they were doing something, you know, like that woman was researching for her daughter. So let's say someone was doing something volunteer, like at their church, that was totally a volunteer, like maybe they were secretary of some committee or something, and now they're doing something totally different. Would you suggest that they somehow include that in?
Yeah, that's actually one of the 12 steps. It's so powerful because we have done so much, and that's why, you know, following that process and really taking the time to, you know, to go through it is helpful. I found, Kathy, that even, you know, I focus on the free publicity, but if people are paying for publicity, one of the other frustrations they have is, like, I'm paying for publicity and I'm not getting the results. And a lot of times it is that little tweaking that you're talking about. You know, it's just little fine-tuning. And really, you're right. You could be volunteering. When I sat down, again, like I said, a few years ago and looked at my bio again, there were even getting nominated for something. Like, I was nominated for the Governor's Award of Florida. And I didn't win, but just the fact of that nomination, I totally forgot about it for years. But then, you know, it's like we're involved in so many different things. I mean, most people are that are busy, that you can definitely find some jobs. I've even worked with stay-at-home moms that are getting back into the, you know, back into the work space. And so the power bio is absolutely you know, it's key to attracting more clients. I was able to, my income almost doubled once I made some of the improvements to it.
Well, listening to you, I already know that as soon as we get off done with this, I'm going to go check on my bio and sign up for your power bio and do this myself. Okay, so one of the, this next question, though, I think, you know, you answered it already, but let me ask it anyway. There's so much to do. Oh, that's so true. So the question is, there's so much to do. What do you recommend I do first? Well, I can guess what you're going to say for the answer for that one.
Yeah, the bio, and then also, you know, the bio is the first step, and then I usually move people into creating that press kit.
Oh, well, okay, a press kit. What's a press kit?
So a press kit is what I use. I call it kind of the magnet for publicity, the magnet for clients. It usually consists of, you know, your power bio, your press release. There's a marketing pieces. There's a few things that we put in there, and this becomes your toolbox. Some people will put them on their website. You use them whether you're, I mean, I use them for proposals. If I'm doing a proposal with a client, there's so many things that you can use. People call it press kit, media kit. Some people call it the magic folder. So there's all kinds of things that you can use that for.
Okay, and you help people create this press kit. You do that too.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So it includes, let's go over that again. So you're saying, okay, the question was, what do you do first? You're obviously the bio, the power bio, okay, which, by the way, you are generously giving away everybody access to that. So then you said in the press kit you also have, what's the next thing besides
there's a press release. There's also company pieces. So if you have a brochure, business card, and marketing material that showcases who you are. I also include any prior media. Anytime you've been in the media before, that adds credibility. People that maybe haven't gotten free publicity, even if you do an ad, I'd say, you know, include it. But ideally, we want to include in there if you've been on the radio, any press clippings, articles you've written. So existing media is good to have in there. I also suggest action photos, having action photos on hand and that being, you know, ready to go for the press. Some people say headshots. They really like high-res. One of my biggest articles, Kathy, that I got printed, and this is where I learned the power of the action photo, is I put in a press release. They said, do you have a photo? And I sent them a headshot, and they said, no, we don't want that. And they ran a real small article. Well, the second time, all it was me standing in front of at an expo booth next to a woman pointing at a brochure I had in my hand. And this particular article took up, they gave me a half of a page of a newspaper with a quarter of the page as a photo, which was huge, and then the actual article. So action photos are really key to have on hand also. And then some people include their price list. Some people will include also any products or services that they offer. Just your whole marketing kit together.
Well, you know, that reminds me, again, with my background in marketing and everything online. I mean, I do marketing offline, too, but mostly now everything's online. And, I mean, in what I do. And you were talking about the media and everything. Well, you know, there's these huge shows. Podcasts and blogs, talk radio and TED Talks and all that online that are a big deal now. So you would include those, right? If someone if you got interviewed by some big person on blog talk radio or even not so big a person, that would be included, right?
I think any publicity that you can include to showcase, and they love hearing that you've done it before. So yes, I would include that. Absolutely. Great question.
Okay. Well, okay, so first is the power bio to recap, and then the press kit that you just went through. So this kind of rolls right into actually our next two questions. So, there's all about publicity. So the next two questions is basically all we're talking about. It says, the question is, can a business really get free press? And I kind of have to laugh about that one because you've got millions of dollars worth of free press, but whoever asked this question probably doesn't know that. You've got millions of dollars worth of free press. So, so the answer is obviously yes, but maybe to expound on that a little bit more, you know, what does someone have to do to get that? I mean, we've given us some answers already, but what does someone have to do to get the free press?
Well, the first thing is just knowing that you can get it, knowing that there is literally thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, of free publicity with your name on it right now. There used to be this belief that you have to be a nonprofit or things, you know, things like that to get free publicity. But basically, the media loves stories about the community. They love stories about human interests, like Aaron Brockovich or Seabiscuit, things where we overcome challenges, and they also love educational things. So publicity is really easy. I have found every business has tons of stories that they can submit to get free publicity. And the biggest challenges that most people miss is that it's really basic. You can do this. It's really simple. I was telling Kathy earlier that sometimes I laugh when I get, with other individuals that have been doing this for a long time, that anybody can do this. It's literally step one, step two, step three. And the second thing that people miss is that you don't have to be a good writer to do this. This was one of my blocks because I just thought, oh, I'm not a very good writer. My English may not be so good. But when you follow this system, you don't even have to be a good writer. You don't have to be a ghostwriter. You don't have to hire a ghostwriter. Anybody can do this.
Well, that's very encouraging because I'm sure that there's probably a lot more people who are just normal, average quality when it comes to writing, but they just know their particular field, whatever that is, really, really well. So that's extremely encouraging. And I love the first step that you said about the keeping it simple and basic because, again, this all seems to me, it's because you've made it a system. It's systematic now, right? It's not like guesswork, try this and try that and try that. It's like a system.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All righty. So we talked about the press release. We talked about where we need to first. Here's a good question. Getting publicity is about putting yourself out there. I'm very knowledgeable in my field, but I have to admit that I'm a bit afraid of getting in front of people or getting on the radio. Is there anything else I can do?
This is a real common thing. I work with a lot of people. So, one of the things with having, for me, and I don't, everybody's different, the more prepared I am, then the better, the better I feel at doing it. So having your power bio, having those things together, for me, helped me look and go, wow, this is somebody that they might want to listen to on the radio. So first being prepared and knowing about that, but I'd say just the hardest radio show that you could do is the very first one. Wouldn't you agree, Kathy?
Oh, yeah, that is with anything. The first time you get on stage, the first time you put yourself out there, yeah, that's after that it gets easier.
Yeah. So really, it's just making that commitment and getting out there and knowing that when you have, sometimes I'll send them questions ahead of time. I'll bring in questions to make it a little bit easier, but also being prepared for different directions that it goes. And I coach people on all those, how to manage that. But really getting, when I looked at my power bio, that helped give me confidence that it would be newsworthy, having some of that stuff together that we mentioned. But just getting out there and doing it, just getting out there, whether it be a blog, talk, radio, something that you can kind of strengthen that muscle, because all it is a muscle. And if you don't like let's say some people are self-conscious of how they look, well, there's so many different other mediums. I mean, you can just do print medium. Nowadays you can do videos and actually have a PowerPoint in front of it. So there are different ways. I like to work with where people are comfortable, but I always invite them to stretch, really stretch, because radio and TV and print and stuff, it's amazing how just one good article or one good show can just have a huge impact on your business.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that too. I mean, one time there was an author that just got mentioned in passing in another author's interview on TV, and it skyrocketed their book sales. A passing mention, not even like a highlighted mention. I mean, just in talking, you know, because people see someone that they think is an authority, and then they mentioned, oh, and this book by so-and-so, and then everybody Googles it, you know. So sometimes it doesn't take much. It's just like you never know when a YouTube video is going to go viral, right? So, but it's interesting because you had mentioned something about, let me think for a second what you said, and I thought if you could elaborate on that. You know, you were talking about the different mediums. Oh, I hope I can just think of one. And because I think nowadays so many people think that publicity is just like news agencies, right? And with the expanse of people online and everything, it's not just your common, what you standard think of news agencies, is it?
Oh, to me, when I look at marketing, I mean, your business card is marketing, your website is marketing, there's billboard, there's so many different aspects of marketing. I mean, I even, in one of my past things, partnered with somebody and got, we got a free billboard. So there's so many ways to get publicity and marketing. Actually, in my program, I think we identified, I don't know, 75, maybe even 100 different mediums for marketing. We're always, your email tag, you know, the signature on your email is marketing. So there's lots of different touch points that this touches on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that answered your question or...
Oh, no, it totally did. Probably a lot of other people as well. The next question is something you kind of touched on, but it was basically, what about press releases and what makes them newsworthy? That's key. Because now, I personally thought, you know, now since you can put so many press releases out online, that I have noticed a lot of them that people can put out online aren't necessarily news. Worthy, and that's why they don't get picked up. Whereas you said you had a press release that got picked up, you know, by quite a few people. So what exactly makes a press release newsworthy?
Well, for me, what I've discovered is it's a story. So I touched on those three different points that I think are key, which is, you know, is this something that's happening in the community, some sort of community give back, or involving the community, enhancing the community. Human interest stories are really powerful, and educational stories. It cannot be selling. That's where people miss the boat when it comes to getting free press. Now, granted, you can do all different things when you're paying for advertising, but when you want something to get picked up, it's got to be something that the readers are going to enjoy and want to know more about. And if you can touch in all three of those points, then it's even, you know, it's really easy to get picked up. And it starts with your tagline. Your tagline has to sizzle. That to me is the most important thing. Your tagline has to sizzle.
And I'm sure that in your training you go over how to make sizzling taglines.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Because I was in there going, okay, I know how to write copy online, but I'm like going, a tagline to sizzle? Because it has to be newsworthy. So to me, that kind of goes both, like, it's counterintuitive almost. It's like, because, you know, usually news headlines they grab your attention, but they're not exactly sizzle material, right? But
yeah.
So it's got to be newsworthy, but at the same time, you do have to get their attention and make it, as you said, sizzle. So that's interesting. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, and the idea, I mean, oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say the idea is, you know, obviously I've had press releases get picked up and they printed exactly how it was. But the idea is to have the press release have enough impact, and, you know, I give people a basic format, to where when they read it and they see it, that they are the ones that will actually call you and interview and do the story. Because when you have a third-party person actually writing about you and doing the story, that's where the magic comes in. They're the ones selling you. They're the ones that are, you know, marketing you. So I use the press release. Again, I've had it picked up just as they are, but, you know, short, sweet, to the point, so that it's enough information so that they want to know more and have them actually write it.
Right. I read something about, you know, is there a formula for a press release, too? Like, there's formulas for a good blog post, there's formulas for a good article. Is there actually a formula for a good press release?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a template that I follow, and it's worked, like, almost 100% of the time. It needs to be on one page, needs to be short and sweet. You know, there's different components that go into the body and the intro. But, yeah, there's definitely a format. This format is what's gotten me millions of dollars in free press and helped others do the same. So, yes, there is a template. And it's not putting your logo on the top. It's not putting, you know, like one of the mistakes that people make is they put their logo right on the top of the press release. It's like, if you're not Coca-Cola or you're not, you know, a major brand, when somebody sees that, that looks like marketing. You know,
right.
You want a free ad, and they're not going to do that. That's not what they're going to do.
Oh, I see. Now, that is an interesting tidbit I did not know. That is very interesting. I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't know that.
But a lot of people do it, and sometimes they get picked up, but I've found that it's advertising me for free. So I keep all logos off of all my press releases, unless it's a great big name.
Well, I've already learned a few things. No logos on the top of the press release. Use action photos instead of headshots in your publicity. What's in a press kit? Why, you're just giving people all kinds of information here. And we have a few more questions even. Actually, we have quite a few more questions. I got a whole other page full of questions. But anyway, all right, let's go to this one. Some of these overlap because, of course, we're all talking about publicity and everything. But this person basically starts out with a statement, and it's like, okay, I've heard that publicity is very expensive. And then it's like, if I'm paying for that, how long will it, like, take? I guess that means, like, how long before the publicity pays me back, more or less. I'm assuming that's what the person means. But the actual question is, I've heard that publicity is very expensive. How long before the publicity takes?
Yeah, so there is a thing with multiple touch points. You know, we all know that they say if you touch somebody, I've heard the number 7 times or 13 times, whatever it may be, that then you can convert them into a client. I have found that if it is a good story that gets picked up, it can be immediate. I mean, you heard me talk about the conference where it was like 300% growth. It can be instant. But each medium has different rules and different, you know, if you're going to print in a magazine, they need at least 60 days ahead of time. So when you start planning on your marketing plan and looking out at what you're doing and the target that you want to hit, you do want to know that some things can take a little bit of time as far as the print media goes, if it's, you know, more hands-on touching. And publicity can be anywhere from, like I'm talking about free publicity, up to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars people will spend to get exposure. So it's all about the story. It's all about, you know, before I even do radio shows, I really do my due diligence on, is this a good medium? And how long, that's a great question, how long will it take? You know, how many people will I read? We'll get this. I would love to share something I discovered from this. One of the things that I found with publicity is people will say they have this readership. You know, I have 10,000 readers or 50,000 readers. And what I learned is that they actually, I always ask the question, I tell people, ask the question, how many do they print? Because what they print and what their readership are two different things. They figure that when you get a magazine, it's going to be handed, you know, the formula I've heard quite common is 2.5 people. So when you're making an investment or when you're looking at marketing, you really want to get the facts of how many do they print. And I also ask the question, what's your recycle rate? How many get picked up at the end of the cycle? So especially if you're spending money on marketing, those are key questions that you want to know, because they'll say, all my readership is, 100,000 people. But is that really, because I know I get a magazine and my husband might look at it, but the chances are I'm the only one that reads it, and I'm not saying that that's not true in every case, but you want to know exactly how many print copies are going to get in front of people.
I wouldn't have thought to ask those questions. That's very good information. So how many do they actually print, and then what's the follow-up? What comes next?
Yeah, as far as how many do they print and how many do they recycle? Because the other thing is when they put them out, they also have to pick them up. And so the recycle
rate. Oh, that's what you mean by recycle. Oh, how many they get back?
3%, it could be 2%. I've done a lot in the whole publishing industry. So I learned that at the end of the day, they do have to pick them up and they recycle them.
So do they send them out to other outlets, or is that what you mean by recycle? They try to get them out to more people?
No, usually, so let's say here, we have a local, and this is a nationwide magazine, Natural Awakenings magazine. They come out monthly, so at the beginning of the month you can see stacks of them everywhere, but at the end of the month when they go to drop off the next magazine, they have to pick up the old magazines. So the old magazines usually go in the recycling bin, or they get trashed.
Oh.
So that's what I mean by the recycle rate. That's what goes in the trash. So if they have 100,000 readers and they have a 10% recycle rate, or 100,000 printed and they have a 10% recycle rate, that means that only 90,000 are really. That's who's going to see what you're looking at.
Oh wow!
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does now. I didn't know that before, but okay, so you definitely want to know. In other words, you're wanting to know how many people does this really get out to? I mean, they could print 100,000, but if they're picking up half of them, then it's not that impressive, is it?
Yeah. So, you know, it's all about getting the information to get out there.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes really good sense. So we talked about the expense, and you touched upon, like, so how long would it take? It's just going to take us. That depends on what you're doing, right? Like you just said, if you're on a conference, if you've gotten asked to speak, it could be immediate. But if you're in a print medium, it could take a while.
Yeah, so I usually, if I'm doing an event or I'm working with somebody and we have something coming up, I start, getting my ducks in a row. But I've had things get in the paper in the last 2 weeks, 10 days, 7 days, but again, that's having my stuff together and having a good story and all of that, so it can be fairly quick, but because it can take time, especially if you're, trying to get a big story in and getting different needs, I usually let's look at a 60-day plan, what magazines can we get in, what newspapers can we get in, what radio will happen. With 60 days, 45 days. But you definitely can have stuff happen. Like I said, I've had stuff within 10 days, 7 days get in the media.
And these were not charitable events, right? These were like your events. Because I think a lot of people think that the only way you can get free publicity in the newspaper or anything is if it's a charitable event or a cultural event.
Yeah, no, it's all about the story, and there's lots of different ways. Events are really one of the things that's what I've done. So events, there's so many different angles you can take. And charity is great. I teach a whole thing on cause marketing, and that, so it is good to be involved with that, but that is absolutely not required to get articles and such.
Okay, that's good to know. Another question, and you kind of touched about it, is like, well, how do I get in the newspaper? How does someone get in the newspaper? It goes again back to the story?
Yeah, it all starts with that press release and with the story. And one of the mistakes that people do is they write a press release and they send it off, and they don't ever follow up. So it's really about connecting with the newspaper, connecting with them directly, and having, another mistake that people make is they talk too much. They're so passionate about what they're doing, or they're nervous, and they talk too much. And really, why anybody can do this, and it's so simple, is that the less is better. I usually say, just share with them your tagline. Share with them the tagline that sizzles. Give
mm-hmm.
them, one point so that they ask you more. You really want to just say as little as you can and get them asking you the questions.
You know, that's so true in all of marketing nowadays, especially. I think it's because of online, and people have gotten down to where they can say so much in such a little bit, and our attention spans are shorter. And plus, people are just busy. They don't have time to hear this real long process. So you really do have to just grab their attention. And then you know, I always tell my folks that you know you've got them when they do ask you a question.
Yeah,
you know, if you're talking a lot and they're pretty much kind of checking their phone or doing something else, you don't have their attention anyway. You give them one tagline and they start asking you questions, they're engaged.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it really does make a big difference. Oh, now, the next question, this is a big one. Well, to me it's a big one, maybe to you it's not. So someone wants to know, how do they get an interview with some big person like Oprah?
Yeah, so talk about having to stand out in the crowd, right?
Right.
Because imagine, and this is with all media, but we all know Oprah, as big as she is, she has to get thousands of pitches every day. Wouldn't you think? Thousands of boxes, and look at this, and look at that. So it's all about designing that package so that you stand out above everybody else, and designing that story that you stand out above somebody else. I have a very close friend that's been on Oprah a couple of times, and really piggybacked on a story that Oprah had talked about before. You know, so anytime with any publicity, if you can find something that they're interested in, something that they're talking about, something that that's mainstream on the news and the newspaper, anything, anytime you can tie that into what you're doing is powerful. So he knew that Oprah had something on her show regarding this, and pitched it, you know, because he knew, remember the show, this is what's going on. And also really with media, it's who do you know? It's asking, who do you know that knows Oprah? Who do you know that knows somebody that knows Oprah? It's really, that can make a big difference with connecting. So it's putting together a package that stands out above the rest, developing a story, you know, if there's a way to tie in what you're doing, to tie into, you know, making it what Oprah loves, and then also seeing who do you know that knows her? You know, how can you... Because sometimes it's been amazing. As I started asking that question, who do you know in the media? I always ask, you know, building my database. I know like two or three people have been on Oprah. So we all, you know, as we're out there networking, can find that.
Wow, you probably have huge connections with all, I mean, you've been doing this for years and all the different people that you've worked with. You probably have huge connections to just about everything.
Yeah, and if I don't know, then I know somebody who knows. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
So that's why people work with you, because you've been there, done that, you have all this knowledge, and you have all these connections. So, you know, this isn't one of the questions, but it just made me think of it when we're talking about this. It's like, so have you worked literally with people in every genre or every area or... I mean, you say that this works for every genre, so I assume that you've worked with people in just about every segment of everything.
I have worked with, musicians. I've worked with a gentleman that had an LED lighting company that was manufacturing LED lights. I've worked with authors, speakers. I can't think of anything that would not be pressworthy or newsworthy. I can always find the story. Yeah.
That is so interesting. You said always.
Dog grooming, and I mean, I'm just trying to. Now I'm going through my head like what would there be that
But see, that's your expertise. You travel, like dog grooming. How about plumbing?
Plumbing, yes.
Your little mind create a way to get free publicity for all of these types of businesses. You know how
absolutely.
To do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody can do it. I mean, yeah, anybody can do this. If somebody has a plumbing business and they went through the system, they could absolutely use it and be able to get free press.
Wow. So basically, because free press it's like what I used to always tell people when I had my offline business, is that advertising only costs you if it doesn't bring you clients. If it brings you clients, it's the lifeblood of your business. It's what's keeping you alive, right? It's not costing you. You have to pay for it, but it's keeping you alive. It's making you your money, right? Well, that was for paid advertising, but it sounds like with this free publicity, it's the same thing. It won't cost you money to work with you to learn these things. It actually pays them because the publicity they get and the new clients they get and everything more than makes up for whatever it would cost them to learn the system. Sounds
absolutely
like.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. This is... So you were still confident...
What's great is once people learn the skill, they are able to apply this to every touch point of their business. Like I mentioned, websites and business cards. Like they start, I've found that people start looking at everything they do, even how they answer the phone and communicate their message becomes more powerful.
And it all starts with just the power bio.
Yes.
Okay. That's amazing. Because, so this question about, like, how would I get on Oprah? If someone actually was working with you and said that, you actually feel confident that you could work towards getting someone on Oprah or some big-name interview?
I could definitely work to get somebody a big-name interview, yes.
Wow. That's very impressive. Okay, now, that just impressed me. Now let's just go ahead and back to the questions. So, okay, you know how... This question is one of those, you know how now, I know I've used them in my businesses before, but so this really isn't about free press, but it's like, you know how there's those things, local little newspapers or magazines where you actually pay to get in them, but they write it like it's an article, not an ad?
Yes.
Have you seen those, right?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
This person wants to know, should they do that or should they go for the free press? What would you recommend?
So I think any sort of, I'm all about great for the free press. I think any publicity is good publicity, even bad publicity. There's always a way to turn it around. I think if you can get an article written, that's great. But if you're paying for advertising, there's always a way to leverage getting more free press. If you're going to pay for something, I found that people are, you know, they're paying for an ad, and it's like you can go to them and say, okay, do you have an event I can speak in? Are you open to write, you know, here's a press release to write an article. There's so many different ways, if you are going to pay for advertising, to stretch those dollars and get a little more free press. So I'm not, you know, paid advertising can be great in the right place with the right message. So I'm not against paying for it. I think that you can really leverage it and do some amazing things. But just be mindful. I'm all about, you know, you can get a free press, then yes. But they do pay attention when you are paying for things, and sometimes you get a little bit more.
Right, but, you know, I know this from my own experience. There's a lot of people, though, they don't have a plan. And so even when they have maybe a pretty good-sized budget, they waste it.
Yes.
Because they don't have a plan, and they don't really understand the medium and how to leverage it. And so I've seen people, you know, marketing online, and is right now what's really hot is Facebook. And I've seen people drop $2,000 a day on Facebook ads and get nowhere. And I've seen someone else put down $5 a day, and because they leveraged it with their other media, not their Facebook part, but I mean the message, right? And they leveraged it with their other media and their blog and maybe an interview or whatever, and tied it all together real nice and directed people from one thing to another, like we saw in the newspaper today might be in the ad, or and we were interviewed by so-and-so on Blog Talk Radio, might be in the ad, right? They connected the dots. And then that $5 or $10 went wild, whereas I've seen someone just create a somewhat decent ad that really the landing page wasn't so great, and they blew $2,000 a day. And then the viewpoint is, this stuff doesn't work. Well, it's not that the stuff doesn't work, it's that you didn't manage it properly, and that's lack of knowledge, right? I mean, that's when it really does pay you to hire someone who's been there and done that, in my opinion. It's you end up saving money because this person's already done it, and they're going to do it better than you could do it on your own.
I even tell people, Kathy, like if you have it in your budget to hire a PR firm and pay them, you know, 10, 20 grand a month, do get the information so that you can make, you know, do your due diligence and make sure things are going to work. I've had so many people come to me, and they've been paying somebody, you know, 10, 15 grand a month is usually the common number that I hear. And when they show me the press release, I'm like, no wonder you didn't give results. So just having the basic information of a press release and the power buy and all of that, then you can really do your diligence and make sure that it's going to get the results that you want. Because at the end of the day, they could have lots of success with different people, but making sure that you get the results that you want is what, you know, what matters. So it's good to have it, even if you're hiring somebody else, to know what to do.
Well, like I always have said, knowledge is power, and it really definitely is. The more you know, the more you can help yourself. So, okay, we're getting close to the end of the hour here, so I'm going to ask you this last question here, and then we'll do a little wrap-up, okay? So, you know, we just talked about, like, someone trying to get an interview. But I know that now one of the big things, or I've heard that people think that the way to make yourself more of a name, especially online now with the ease of podcasting and Blog Talk Radio and all of that, is for you to interview other powerful people. And so this question is asking, would interviewing other big names in my field help me? And if so, how do I go about doing that? What are your thoughts on that?
Ah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think connecting with any bigger names, imagine having, I've interviewed a lot of really big names, and so to have that in your repertoire, or your power bio, or however you do it, is great. And to do that, again, when I've connected with big names, it's having that power bio together so that they know who I am. They know that I'm an authority figure, or I'm somebody that's, you know, not have somewhat of a plan or some things together. So I found that power bio is really powerful, just so that they can see who I am and who they're connecting with. And, you know, again, I've done two different things, asking who do you know, and kind of that knowing somebody that knows them, and what's in it for them. And I go a lot into that, into my training, how to transform your language to where it becomes magnetic, and really talking that form of what's in it to them. So you may have to do a little bit of research, find out what they're up to, again, tying back what they're doing to how that can benefit them to be involved with what you're doing. So it does take a little bit of planning, a little bit strategic, you know, thought and putting some things together, but it's very easy, and yes, it is very worthwhile, in my opinion, and my experience.
Good. Well, that's good to know. The times that I've asked people for interviews myself is because I was really super interested in what they had to say, you know, on my podcast. And the thing about that is, though, I have never had anyone tell me no. I mean, I'm not going after huge, big names like Oprah or anything like that. But, I mean, in their respective fields, they're pretty well known in their little tiny niche, right? And have a pretty big following. But I usually do it if, you know how you said about what's in it for them? How it usually would happen is someone would contact me and say, we're going to be launching this new program, or I've got this new book coming out, or something like that. And then I'd say, well, I'd love to interview, and then you can pitch your book or your new product at the end. Right? And so no one's ever told me no.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It really is amazing. And anybody can do it. And the other thing is that, and people on this call can even be listening to this, is like, one thing I learned about interviewing or being interviewed is you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to worry about saying everything perfectly or not talking over the other person or, you know, sounding like a robot. Because actually, especially now, these days, people really like just to hear people talk and hear real knowledge being communicated naturally, like if you were sitting there having a cup of coffee. You know, that's really what people want these days. They don't want all this polished, sounds like you're giving a speech kind of stuff. So
perfectly imperfect.
Exactly. If you have some knowledge in something that you really want to share it. And YouTube is just a perfect example of that, because people will get on there and look at some of these YouTube videos that get millions and millions and millions of views and go viral. And they're usually just someone filming something with their phone or something at home, you know, or sitting in front of their computer and filming themselves, you know, videoing themselves. So I say that as an encouragement to all the people listening, that you don't have to worry about, you know, having everything so perfect in order to do any of these things. The important thing, in my opinion, is to start and is to do something. So, we're getting low on time, so is there, man, you gave so much valuable information, is there any kind of wrap up or main points that you want to say, or a review of anything from this talk that you want to go over?
Well, I just want, you know, I want to leave people knowing that there is absolutely free publicity out there everywhere, and that it is really, really simple. As you said, you've really hit home. If you knew that first press release that I talked about, where I got picked up and made our event hugely successful, if you saw how simple it was, you'd probably laugh. Oh, really? You got hundreds of thousands of dollars in publicity with that? So it's just knowing the system, taking time. One of the things that I find with people is they're so busy running their business that they're not taking time to do this. So really, it doesn't take much time, but just taking the time to market you, to put some of these things together, can be wonderful.
Well, that is very valuable information. Everything you shared, I've learned things, and I've been in business all my adult life. So, I do know that you have, okay, so you told everyone at the beginning to definitely start with the Power Bio, and that was at janetburnett.com/PowerBio. But you have, let's say someone is listening to this and they want to do something more and they want to work with you and they want to learn this system and get the template for the press release and get all this millions of dollars worth of free publicity. Where do they go?
If they just go to shannonburnett.com, BURNETT.com, at the very top there's a group coaching program. And you can get the entire program. And I'm also doing a group class that's coming up. You have to get the program first next month on the 18th. So this is a small group. It's only 12 people that I work with. And what we do is we work on your Power Bio. We create some of your pitches for the media. We develop your press kit and press releases. And then the third month, we're actually getting you in the media. So it's a powerful group. Lots of great successes that we've had, and easy for anybody that wants, you know, wants some help.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing! By the third month, you'll actually get them in the media. This is better than hiring a PR firm.
Yeah.
Because they'll know what they're getting, and then you actually, I did not know that you get them in the media by the third month.
Yeah, we're working to get them in the media. By the second month, and what's so awesome about the group is that not only do I open up some of my media contacts, but I show them how to develop their own media list, and we all work together to kind of have a shared collaborative media list. So they leave there with so much. It's great.
Wow. Okay, so they just go to your website, shannonburnett.com, only this time they click on the group coaching, and then they can sign up for your course and then get into the group coaching that starts. When did you say it started? August
18th.
Okay, so then that would give anybody enough time to get into the course before they can get into the group coaching. They
absolutely,
could get the course now and get started on it, and then they'd be ready to work with you on August 18th.
Yes.
That sounds awesome. I want to get involved. Okay, we'll have to talk about that later. Okay, so this has been a great discussion. I'm sure that people have been hanging on every word you said, because I know I have. And so I guess we're going to wrap this up now, and hopefully we'll be doing this again sometime real soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for gathering all the questions. Those were great. It's definitely, you know, marketing and publicity is such a wide field, so it's awesome to be able to share this information. Thank you, Kathy, for putting this together and helping make it happen.
Yeah, you're welcome. As a matter of fact, I want to tell everyone that We have more questions here, but if we touched on something and you have another question about it, then do send it to Shannon's address at support@shannonburnett.com so that we can get those questions on future episodes, because looks like we're going to be doing this again. So, because we've got a lot of interest in getting the questions answered, and so if you have any questions, go ahead and send them in. All right, well, we're going to wrap it up. Bye, everyone. Have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye, Shannon.
Thank you. Thank you.